had Hitchcock on my mind a lot while writing this book, in terms of the way that I imagined the scenery, the central characters, psychological twists, the drama.
And there's certainly a cinematic quality to Ortessa Moshfegh's dark novel Eileen, about a young woman living in a sleepy, snow-covered town in New England.
His arms slumped on the floor of his cab.
My name was Eileen Dunlop.
And it felt like a kiss.
In a week, I would run away from home and never go back. This is the story of how I disappeared.
The book is narrated by an elderly Eileen, looking back on her life in the 1960s. And Eileen, at the age of 24, is miserable.
I hated almost everything. I was like Joan of Arc or Hamlet, but born into the wrong life, the life of a nobody, a waif, invisible.
People ask me all the time, why did you make Eileen such an unlikable character? And at the beginning, I just sort of took offense to that. What's not to like? You know, we're all weird. We all have our dark sides and our little perverted fantasies occasionally. And it just so happens that Eileen is a character I understand. There's a lot of me in her.
Eileen shoplifts. She has eating issues and problems with alcohol. Are those things you've experienced as well then?
Who hasn't? Honestly. Having been a teenager for how many years? Yes, I've definitely experienced all those things.
At 35, Ortessa Moshfegh is the youngest author on this year's shortlist. But unusually, she doesn't want to win the prize.
I'm sort of crossing my fingers that I don't win. And this is why Eileen is not the best book I'll ever write. And if it were to win, I think it would kind of mess me up. You know, this is my first novel, and I know that I can do better. So I want to win for the next book, but Eileen doesn't need to win.
Paul Beatty, author of The Sellout, has no such qualms.
Would I like to win? Yeah, sure, it'd be nice to win, but I think it's a very hard book for people to digest.
We need the cops to get punished for what they
Paul Beatty's novel draws on his own experiences as a black man growing up in Los Angeles.
Understand that we matter.
The Sellout takes an unflinching look at race relations in America, a subject that's never far from the headlines.
White policewoman who shot dead an unarmed black man in Tulsa.
State of emergency in Charlotte after a deadly police shooting there.
I don't know anyone who hasn't had an insanely scary encounter with the police department. Yeah, they do a good job of tracking you down and trying to put you in check. So it's one of those things growing up in many cities in America. It's just a reality. It's an everyday thing.
The book is about a young black man. After his father is shot dead by police, he tries to reinstate slavery and racial segregation in a suburb of Los Angeles.
It took about 2 days to convert the long out-of-business car wash into a tunnel of whiteness. We altered the signs so that the children could line up and choose from several race wash options. Regular whiteness, deluxe whiteness, super deluxe whiteness. To the whitest music we could think of, the kids danced and laughed in the hot water and suds.
So while The Sellout tackles a serious subject, it's a funny novel. The judges have called it a satire, but that's not how Paul Beatty sees it.
It's like a very comfortable box to put things that are maybe provocative. You know, like things that you don't want to necessarily really think about. Yeah, it's a satire, you know?
Paul Beatty is happier when he hears the judges said the observational comedy in his book was worthy of Richard Pryor.
I like being a kid very much.
He's funny and he's brilliant. His antenna was in a place that I was very familiar with. And he was articulating things that I didn't hear.
I was a kid till I was about 8. Then I became Negro.
I don't know anyone who didn't like Richard Pryor.